I don't need to tell you how stunning the scenery is in the East, Kimberly. Baz Luhrmann set his film Australia there. So were the movies Mad Bastards and Satellite Boy. And the region has featured in dozens of travel shows. And more recently, the ABC TV series Mystery Road was shot around Wyndham and Kununurra. And it's Mystery Road by Bunya Productions, which is in the running for an international award because of where it was set. It's been nominated as a finalist in the Location Managers Guild International Awards in the Outstanding Location in a Contemporary Television Series category. It's up against shows screening on Amazon, Netflix and BBC America. John Rakich is the co-chair of the Location Managers Guild International Awards. He's based in Los Angeles. Hello, John.
Hello. Actually, I'm based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
So it just shows that we are an international organization, not just members based in L.A.
You are. So how is the weather where you are today?
It's an unseasonably humid 46 degrees Celsius here.
Whew. Well, we are heading for about 91 Fahrenheit on average in the region, so it's a pretty cool day for us. Now, you were also a location manager and scout, John. What exactly are those roles?
Correct, I am. Well, the location manager and the scout, ultimately your job is to find practical locations, places to film, for TV shows and movies based on the script, the requirements of the story, and the wishes of the director, the designer, and the producer. So we're the ones that kind of find the canvas for the show to kind of do its magic on.
And it's incredible to think that a piece of Australian television is in the running for an international award. What is the criteria for making the finals list as an outstanding location?
Well, ultimately, the basis of the awards is to kind of recognize productions that celebrate the best use of locations as a critical element of either character development or the storyline, whatever can enrich the actual narrative or what's on the screen. So the criteria was that we got submissions, open submissions from around the world. In that category alone, we had over 40 TV shows that our members had to, or awards committee had to go through and kind of narrow it down amongst debates and conversations of what we thought really were the best that kind of helped perpetuate the story. Not the toughest, not the glitziest, just when you watch the show, you realize where the location manager and the production decided to shoot is intrinsic to telling of the tale. And in the case of Mystery Road, it's just, you know, it's all there on the screen. It's kind of hard to not put it up against some of the other shows that made it into the final six nominees actually this year, because of the content.
So it's a combination of the actual scenery being a bit like a character almost in enhancing the script and the story, as well as the actual location and the logistics of making that location work for the shoot.
Very much so. I mean, when we look at both, we then tend to lay a bit more into the actual creative aspect of it, because one of the goals of Location Managers Guild International is to show that we are just as much a part of the creative force in the collaboration and entertainment than just a logistical side. But that's weighed in as well. But ultimately, I mean, in the case of Mystery Road, most of us, it's a show that we would have never seen. It's not really broadcast anywhere outside. So the fact that it got into the group and a lot of us watched it and just loved it speaks volumes for the level of Indigenous production in Australia right now.
Oh, that's great
to hear. Coming from Canada, where we have that same battle of Indigenous production compared to the dominant force of American television, it's great to see when stuff from other countries just shines.
I'm speaking to John Rakich, the co-chair of the Location Managers Guild International Awards. He's in Toronto today, and Mystery Road by Bunya Productions is up for an award in the Outstanding Location in Contemporary TV Series. The winners will be announced on September the 21st. John, what challenges do location managers face before and during a filming period?
Well, in the beginning, it's trying to take the multiple creative visions from the writer on the page, the director, the production designer, trying to find what they're all interpreting in their mind with your own perspective to pitch forward when you know, the scripts of the house. That's just a very generic term, but there's so much meaning behind it based on the content of the story, the characters, the socioeconomic value. So, I mean, a lot of that is finding what we think is the best version of what's out there. And some changes, you know, we'll change paint color and you can age and de-age things depending on the time frame, basically perpetuate the propel the story forward. It's funny, our genre is double-sided. There's a creative aspect when we get it all done, and then it becomes a logistical side of just the actual nuances of filming on location. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a film crew. It's kind of like a traveling circus, and where we park, and logistics, and paperwork, and permissions, and equipment. So we kind of balance both sides of the creative and the logistics.
Yes, choosing.
It's a fun job, but it's a very odd one as well. I mean, I love what we do, or we wouldn't be doing it.
And where have been some of the places in the world that you have traveled to as a location scout?
Well, luckily, because I'm based out of Toronto, we get a lot of production that's based within the province of Ontario. I live in, so I've traveled all amongst the region there. But we've got other members of the organization that travel the world. Currently we have, I know at least one member that's in Southeast Asia scouting for production. There's someone in Vietnam. I mean, it's with the increase in content needing to be out there with all the streaming services and, you know, television becoming a bigger thing than it was before, there's production happening all over the world. We're actually almost in a giant boom of a lot of people working, which is good.
It is nice and worth celebrating at these international awards on September 21st.
Correct. Coming from the Broad Theatre in Santa Monica, more information on our website. And as a group, we're always looking for more members. We've got quite a large amount in the United States, in Canada, the UK, Europe, and quite a few members in Australia. So if there's any other location managers or assistants or scouts that can do this, check us out online, locationmanagers.org, and, it's a worthwhile group that helps raise the awareness of what we do and introduces the world to some incredible content out there, again, like Mystery Road.
An extraordinary job. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Friday morning. So you haven't even reached Friday morning yet from Toronto.
No, I'm calling from the past. I'm calling from 7:29 p.m.
John,
I'll catch up eventually.
You will indeed. John Rakich there. He's the co-chair of the Location Managers Guild International Awards. Bunya Productions' Mystery Road for the East Kimberley. Outstanding location in contemporary TV series. It's in the finals. Winners announced September 21.